Bonjour, dickheads. Are we live? I think we might be live, mesdames et messieurs. No, we're not live. It's not live. It's still not live, I don't think. Is it live? I can't see the comments coming through. I don't think we're live. Are we live? Oh, we are live. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour, dickheads. Salut les Français. Cet épisode de Happy Hour Live va majoritairement être en anglais. Donc les sous-titres vont être disponibles en français pour les parties où on parle anglais le jeudi 11 février. Donc si vous regardez ça après le 11 février, vous pouvez activer les sous-titres français en haut à droite ou en bas à droite, dépendant de si vous êtes sur un téléphone ou un ordinateur. English speakers, most of this one will be in English, but we will be speaking French at some point. So if you don't understand French, you can activate the subtitles. They'll be available from February the 11th, Thursday, February the 11th, you can activate those top right, bottom right, depending on when you are, whether you are on mobile or on a desktop computer. Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, welcome to another episode of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. Happy Hour? I'm not fucking happy. I'm angry. I'm always fucking angry. Oh, welcome back to the show. It's Monday, February the 8th at 8 p.m. here in Paris, and like every Monday at 8 p.m, I am live on YouTube with a guest to drink some alcohol with you guys, or no, non-alcohol, it depends. Mostly, it's usually alcohol, and we chat to you guys, so you get to ask the questions, and we generally have a fun time. The show is in two parts. Part one is right now for free on YouTube for an hour. Then part two is exclusively for the people who support me on patreon.com/PaulTaylor. If you don't know what Patreon is, it's basically a platform for artists, for creators, all types of people to get paid for what they do. And so I've set up a Patreon account where you can buy me virtual beers. It can be half a pint a month, 1 pint a month, or 3 pints a month. And for all of those, you get access to part two of this live. And the more beers you pay me per month, that's not fucking English. The more beers that you give me per month, the more content you get, exclusive content, all that kind of stuff. So if you want to see part two, head over to patreon.com/PaulTaylor. And I have to thank all of the people who support me currently on Patreon, because this whole show is thanks to you. This would not exist if you didn't exist and you weren't supporting me. So here's all of your names that are currently supporting me on Patreon. I believe it's 161 of you. There are some people who are not on this list but did support me at the beginning of Patreon. Those guys, also a huge thank you to everyone who's ever supported me ever on Patreon. And the second thing before we start the show, ladies and gentlemen, is if you're watching this and you've watched any of the other lives and you're not subscribed to the channel, fucking subscribe to the channel, because according to the statistics, 55% of you who watch this are not subscribed. So subscribe. It's for free. You just hit the subscribe button. Do it now. Do it right now as you're watching this, because it means you get updated when new guests come. And also, I'm able to have more subscribers, and then I can go and see some A-list celebrities and be like, yo, come and do the show. There's a lot of people watching and a lot of people who are subscribed. So that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce today's guest. Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest was the first guest I ever had live in the studio for this show last year. She's back, ladies and gentlemen, with a vengeance. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Miss Sarah Donnelly! Bring the microphone closer.
Hi, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sarah Donnelly is back on the show. You can drop the mic a little bit because it will cover your face. There you go.
We can't cover body of work.
Let me just check that the sound is okay. Start speaking, Sarah.
Hi.
Why don't you introduce yourself? Well, hold on. Yeah, introduce yourself to the people who don't know who you are first, and then we'll get to the serious business afterwards.
Hi. I'm like looking here. I'm not looking. I'm like, hi, I'm Sarah Donnelly. Camera's here.
Camera's there.
Hi, I'm Sarah Donnelly. I work with Paul for many years But we most recently did our Audible series, God Save My English. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm an English teacher. I'm a stand-up comedian without a stage. So I have a
stand-up
hard time.
Comedian without a stage. Yeah. So am I. That's why we are doing this live.
We're here.
Because we can be sit-down comedians for an hour.
We're literally sitting down. And tonight I wanted to honor, I just wanted to honor myself. Wow, Sarah, you kick ass. Thank you. And I was like, we need some sequins on this show. We need some glam. And I've not had any reason to dress up for months.
Right. So here we go. So before we get started, a couple of people, Raquel Regal, cute outfit, Sarah.
Thank you.
Amelie Board says she is beautiful. Now, Evka Palevka says, I want that dress. Now, Sarah didn't tell me that this was going to be the plan. I said to her, fuck me. If you'd have told me that you were going to come dressed like that, I would have made a bit more of an effort than just wearing a black jumper and a black t-shirt underneath. So I look like shit. Sarah looks great.
Thank you.
And also, Aigle de la Route says, oh my God, it's cocktail night.
Yes, it's cocktail night.
He's got it right. He knows exactly what's going on.
I'm going to make Paul a cocktail because we had, who was your first guest?
I had Sebastian Marks.
And he drinks wine.
Yes.
Then we had Amber, who brought non-alcoholic beer.
Yes.
You had Donnell drinking rum.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm going to bring cocktails and I'm going to make Paul a cocktail.
There we go. It is cocktail night, Aigle de la Route. While I'm dressed like shit. So,
Paul, you have two modes. You have this mode and then I guess, what's your other mode? Formal? Like you're in a tux. Like this is it.
Yeah, it's either this or in a suit because I'm at a wedding.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Or, no, I'm on stage. If I've got my stage.
You have your stage look.
I should have put my stage shirt on. I've got my shirts over there from my stand-up
show.
This
looks good. It goes. It's like black. We're not sitting very close to each other, though.
That's all right.
Okay, are you ready for the cocktail?
I am ready for the cocktail. While you do the cocktail, Mika Luna says, next time, Paul. I need to dress in a tuxedo. Yes, I do, Mika. But I didn't get any advanced warning. Literally, Sarah showed up with a suitcase. Dressed normally, but with a suitcase.
Right.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? She's like, oh, I'm changing.
I'm changing. Because I want to dress up because there's no occasion to dress up.
This is true.
So I was like, sequins. And this is a vintage dress, so you can't buy it anywhere.
Yeah, it's sorry. Good. All right. So okay. What's the cocktail?
Well, you're my girlfriend, so we're going to drink what girlfriends drink.
Okay.
And I'm going to make us a cosmopolitan.
Oh, a cosmopolitan.
Have you ever had one?
Maybe.
It's just vodka, cranberry juice, lime juice, and a bit of triple sec, but I couldn't fit all the bottles in my suitcase. I even brought my own alcohol and my own cocktail set. So someone out there needs to sponsor Paul to get him a cocktail shaker.
Did you watch Donnell's show about the rum company not sending me a free bottle?
I did.
Fuckers. The bottle's in the bin now. But yeah, we'll work on getting sponsorship of this channel from an alcohol brand. Probably when I get to like 100,000 subscribers.
This is why you need to subscribe.
So subscribe. All right. Okay. So we're doing a Cosmopolitan. I might have had a Cosmopolitan once, when I was very drunk.
So a Cosmo became really popular with Sex and the City. And it would kind of became like an it drink.
Billy Lutrecht, she's bringing that Sex and the City vibe.
Thank you.
I like how you've put the starred out the E so that you don't get banned by YouTube. Sex and the City vibe. Yes, okay, Cosmopolitan, huge on Sex and the City.
It was huge on Sex and the City. It became really popular. And then it became kind of like, I don't know. You know when something's really cool and then people are like, oh, we don't want that because it's too cool. And now I feel like it's on the way back. People are saying there's something wrong.
There's something wrong.
I just sound like there's a video picture. Someone said your head's getting cut off.
It's just his Wi-Fi. It's shit. I'm all right.
Oh, okay.
It looks good.
I love a Cosmopolitan, not a girly drink at all. Yeah, it's delicious. It has this reputation of being like a bitch drink, but it's just
It's the
really
cranberry
good.
Juice that makes it a bitch drink.
Because it's pink? What's that about? Come
but
on,
also,
guys.
I spent most of my university years drinking vodka cranberry in nightclubs because you can't drink a beer in a nightclub. And I wasn't into like hard alcohol at the time. I'm still not. Rum is like the only thing that I like. And so the only thing you could get in a nightclub in London with all the fucking cigarette smoke was, do you remember that? Nightclubs with cigarette smoke.
I remember because I don't smoke and I would go home. Oh,
hair stinking.
Reek. And I have long hair. So it would stay for days and days and days. Yeah. So vodka cranberry, I feel like people like that was acceptable, but I love a Cosmo. I think it's delicious.
So what's the difference between a vodka and cranberry and a Cosmopolitan?
A vodka cranberry, I think, also has like seltzer water or some sort of soda water mixer in it.
Seltzer water. Yeah, that's a very American term.
Seltzer water, sorry.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
It sparkles.
Or I think it's more juice, but this is Alabaz vodka.
Okay, go on then.
And as I said, there's triple sec, which I didn't bring, and lime juice. So yeah. I actually have this French vodka that I bought.
Nice.
Wait, where's the camera?
The camera's just there.
I know.
There
I'm
some
just...
French vodka. It looks like good sort of artisanal, it like says, hipster vodka.
Oui, production artisanale de caractère, distillée en Île-de-France. Oh. It's called Le Fabrique d'alcool. Le Fabrique à alcool.
Fabrique à alcool.
À l'alcool. Right.
Nice.
Do you know what I should do?
I should just get all of the alcohols on my shelf. And then every time someone comes, it's a different alcohol. I love it. Go on.
So Paul already filled up with ice. In the shaker. This is my shaker. Here, take your glass.
Yeah.
All right.
This has gone from a very unserious live last year to me just drinking beer to like a new cocktails, expensive rum.
So
it's all good though.
How many shots of vodka? Should we ask everyone how many shots of vodka should we put in? Because it's really to taste. So.
Well, the vodka is like a tasteless alcohol, isn't it? Almost.
Well, when you have
people, how many shots of vodka are we doing? What's a shot? Is the shot this big bit or is the shot the bottom bit?
No, this is a shot, the big bit.
Okay, so how many of these big bits should we have in the cocktail, ladies and gentlemen? Let's see what people are saying.
I'm going to start.
People are saying a lot.
We need at least two.
At least two? Jesus Christ.
Like, if we're making a real martini, it's a lot of liquor. Put in the whole bottle?
No.
No. I'm not doing that.
But we might have a second one.
We're going to do three.
We're going to do three.
Because we're going to share this one.
Okay, so it's one and a half each then.
I feel like,
the equivalent of. Okay.
We're not going to get too, you know, we also have beer to drink and stuff.
We do also have beer to drink.
Three, three, three.
I feel like we're not going to be drinking the beer though. All right, cool. But I do need to thank some of you who've bought me beer. I will thank you when I taste those beers. Right, so we got some.
Okay. Now there's probably like an amount of cranberry juice you're supposed to add, but
we're just gonna do it. Au pif, as the French would say.
Au pif. On the nose.
By the nose.
But I mean, look how much vodka's in there.
That's a lot of fucking vodka, Sarah.
We're just gonna do a splash.
That's it.
Vodka.
That's all we're doing. Hell, Sarah. I thought I got drunk last week with Donnell.
Okay, look, we'll add a little bit more. This is getting really full though. If I had triple sec,
A triple sec is orange liqueur?
Yep. And I had some Grand Marnier, but I was literally lugging a giant suitcase like across in Porte Cliché. Not Porte Cliché.
Place de Cliché.
Putain. Porte Cliché. I was in Porte Cliché with my bags.
Why is that?
Because it's like kind of rough up there.
Oh, Porte de Cliché.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I was in Porte Cliché with like liquor and heels and...
They're rough areas of France, people. Porte de Cliché.
Yeah, I had a big suitcase. It was already heavy. Okay, so now I have some... We're going to do fresh lime. Sorry, I'm looking at myself, not the camera. Like a fucking amateur.
Yeah, you got to look down the camera, people.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. It's
because we've got
a
big screen of our faces just to the side where your comments are here.
So I'm trying to read the comments and I'm trying to... Okay,
there you go. Amandine Mouton. Yes. I love your last name. Amandine Sheep. Four vodka, three cranberry juice, two triple sec, one lemon juice. All right, we're doing five vodka, three cranberry juice. We're doing six vodka, I guess, because we don't have the triple sec. You got a great fucking marriage photo as well there, Amandine. Good
work.
Nice.
People are concerned. Raquel's asking if we have food.
Raquel Regal, do we have food? I bought some aperitif crisps and aperitif biscuits. We do have sushi for afterwards as well.
Right, because everyone knows how good sushi is to absorb alcohol and help you when you're drunk.
It's the rice. The rice absorbs the alcohol.
So can I just say for our Audible series, God Save My English, some of the comments that people said, one of the comments someone said is like they couldn't stand the fake laughing of the professors.
Oh, right, yeah. So... All right, let's do the promotion now.
Should we do the promotion
before we
now?
Get fucking hammered?
I'm trying to get all the lime juice out that I can.
The reason Sarah is here for a second time, because Sarah was the first official guest of Happy Hour Live back in October last year. Was it October or September? October.
It was October because I opened for your show.
Yeah, so we were doing stand up still, and October was also the launch of our Audible show for French people who want to learn English. It's called God Save My English. It's on Audible. It's all right, keep going. I'll stop talking while you shake.
The people need to see it shake. Okay. Ooh, it's full.
Audible.com. Let me bring it up. on the in the middle of the screen there, Audible at or audible.fr. I mean, it's audible.com, but most of you are from France, so audible.fr. It's called God Save My English, and we did season one in October. Season two has just been launched, and we're on the... Jesus Christ, did you spill? No, it's all right.
No, relax.
I'm renowned for spilling my alcohol. Season okay. two is out now on audible.fr, and it's like the intermediate level. And as you can see, we're on the front page of audible.fr, which is fucking cool. Let's see where we are in the top sales. I don't... number one is Arsène Lupin, obviously.
Obviously.
Because of the Netflix show. We're number five. Season Yay! One is number five, just behind Barack Obama and Le Supplément d'Âme. And then Uh-oh. Season two is number 12. Hey, we've got two spots in the top 20 of audible.fr. So number two... season two is available now. If you want to learn French, not learn French, learn English. If you're French and you want to learn English, and Audible have a special offer for the French people watching this now. Basically, we're giving away 200 free versions of God Save My English.
That's awesome.
Season two. So the first 200 people that want to learn English through our audio season series. You click the link in the description that I've put in the description of this YouTube video. It takes you to a special Audible page, and then you have to type in the code, the special code, which is God Save Me 2. It's also in the description, and then you get the free audiobook instead of paying 17 euros
awesome.
95.
Yeah, can so, I just say, they don't even give that deal to us.
No, we have to pay for our own shit.
There was no friends and family. So
this is the friends and family.
I know. I
they get
my parents don't know how to use YouTube.
Yeah,
they have no idea what I'm doing over here. They're just like,
my mum does. She's watching. Hi, mum. Say hi, mum.
Hi, May.
So yeah, Audible. That's why Sarah came on the show, because I thought it'd be fun to plug the second season of God Save My English.
And we always have a lot of fun. So
cocktails are ready.
If we were doing it really 100% correct, we would have like a nice chilled martini glass. But I think this is good.
We should have put the ice in the. You should have told me to put ice in the glass as well.
Oh, to chill the glass.
Yeah, before. Yeah. Doesn't matter. All right.
Doesn't matter. So this is a Cosmo.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for bringing the sexy, and thank you for bringing the cocktail as well.
And what do you think?
Fucking hell. There's not a lot of cranberry in that.
Do you want me to add some more?
No, it's good. It's good.
Honestly,
I love it.
A triple sec kind of balances out. Like, so this vodka is pretty good, but it is like pretty strong. I usually prefer actually a bit more cranberry, but I didn't want to. But look, okay. We can do whatever we want.
Paul, we can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want.
Apparently, the stream is lagging. Well, I'm sorry
look at
if
this.
It's lagging.
You can do whatever you want.
There's nothing. No, don't add more. I'm fine. I'm good with the amount of cranberry that's being delivered there. Okay, I like the taste. It's
I'm
good.
I'm putting some in too. What would be nice if we had, it's a bit sauvage here, but it would be nice to have, yeah, the triple sec, and if I actually paid attention to like how much I put in.
You know what I'm going to do? Oh, because you're the guest though. That's because what I was thinking of doing, here's my idea for season four of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour, which will start in September, because mm-hmm. we've got season three will go to the summer. Is that, I mean, it might be here, it might not be here, but I'll set up like a bar.
Yes, you
and then
should.
When the guest comes, they introduce themselves while I make a cocktail. I need a microphone set up over there.
I love that idea.
People can hear what's going on.
A but show, that's, sorry to cut you off.
On.
A show that I love, so I used to watch in the US a lot of Bravo TV. I love Real Housewives. And they have a show called Watch What Happens Live, which is after their shows. And it's in the Bravo Clubhouse, and they have a bar. So basically, there's the host, and he brings different guests, very much like this. It has the same vibe.
Okay.
But he has a bar with always a guest bartender, and the guest bartender makes
oh,
drinks.
Oh, shit, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it is like a network-produced show.
It is. Well, the thing is because we're in France, as Donnell pointed out last week, we can't do this on TV. So this show could never be on French TV because
right,
you can't drink alcohol. Whereas English TV and American TV, fuck it, drink as much alcohol as
you want.
They're
literally live on air and they have a bar. Now it's cable, so.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Anyways. Even if it's cable in France, even if it's Canal Plus, we did a whole What the Fuck France episode on alcohol. We couldn't drink. We weren't allowed to really, we had to really go around the bush to get to the alcohol because you're not allowed.
Okay, so here's a question. Ooh, I love Bravo. Yes. BravoTV.com. Find out more on BravoTV.com.
Find out more. I mean, that's an American thing, right?
It's an American television network. that has like the best.
I remember it used to be on Sky TV.
Real Housewives are one of my favorite shows, which leads me to this point, which my other favorite TV show is RuPaul's Drag Race. So, Paul, I have a quiz for you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Can
Paul, it's time for your pop quiz. Cue the God Save My English music.
If those of you who've listened to God Save My English, every episode starts with a pop quiz, which is where Sarah quizzes me on shit that I don't know about the English language. And it's genuine. I don't know anything. I don't see the script before Sarah like quizzes me on it. So I don't know what's going on.
It's really genuine.
So hold on. I'm just going to do RuPaul's drag race. If you don't know what it is, let me just bring up Netflix here.
No, be careful of the sound because you
the sound
wanna...
is off. The sound. No, fuck okay, it. It's
is,
not off.
This
hold
is
on.
Season one. Yeah, you turn that sound off.
We yeah, yeah. Wanna... I just wanted to go back. RuPaul, it's basically a drag queen.
Reality competition.
Reality
show.
TV
this
show.
This is still season one because that's Chanel from season one.
Okay.
It's, so there's 12, is it like, 13 seasons.
Is it like Drag Has Got Talent, basically? like.
It is, yes. It's okay. A drag. It's the quest to find America's next top drag queen. Okay. And they have one in Canada now. They've just started the next season, but it's not out on Netflix here. I don't have a VPN. That's one of my to-do list items is to get a VPN.
I should get sponsored by NordVPN, who sponsor a lot of YouTubers.
I will tell me what I need to get the VPN, because that's...
You just need to pay money and then download
okay, well,
it. Anyway.
Okay, so I have a quiz for you. If you can give me my phone, please.
Oh, you need your phone. Hold
on. Yes, because I wrote it down. I'm prepared.
All
hello,
right,
in
all
advance.
All right, hold on. Can I unplug it?
Yeah. Okay. So usually I'm quizzing Paul on English grammar, but today I'm just quizzing him on something I love, which is RuPaul's Drag Race. And I want to ask, are there any Drag Race fans out there in the chat?
Let us know, people, if some of you are fans of RuPaul's Drag Race. I have to admit, I've never watched it.
Which is why this is going to be an amazing quiz.
But I do have a fun story about a drag queen thing.
Tell me.
My first romantic relationship at university, mm-hmm. I was kind of chasing this girl for a couple of months. She had, you know, she was going to break up with her boyfriend at another university, blah, blah, blah. It took me a long time for anything to happen. And we ended up going to a bar in London, a pub in London called Molly. Fuck, I forgot what it's called. Molly something. And we went there on like a drag queen night.
Drag night.
Night. Like drag would, these drag queens would get up and sing and stuff like that. And it was like the first kiss that we had was in this bar. And it was like during a drag night. So that's a fun fact. So some people, Amber and Sarah. So I guess Amber Minogue is on the live, ladies and gentlemen.
Amber Minogue is on the live, and she is just as obsessed as I am. No, never seen.
People have never seen. I have a drag queen running in my district in New York City.
It's fabulous.
Teochino, love it. Nicolas Barou.
That's Amber's partner.
That's Amber's other half. I got forced to an episode once, Sarah. Yeah, okay, good work. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay,
Claire, can I get an amen up in here? Amen. That's RuPaul. Okay.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So this is an education for everyone now.
Okay.
Can you explain what you're talking about? Yeah, people, I've, like, because now I'm not only in American culture, I'm like an American subculture. Like, I'm deep down a rabbit hole.
A drag queen. French people.
Yes, explain.
Is, I don't even know what you call it in
it's
French.
It's the same. They call it drag queen.
Une drag queen.
Yeah.
It's basically dudes dressed up as ladies being fabulous.
Looking amazing. Yeah. So a little joke that I have between me and Paul is that he is RuPaul Taylor. And I am Sarah the Face because RuPaul's best friend is Michelle Visage.
Michelle Visage. Okay. Yeah. And but so you're Sarah the Face.
So
and I'm RuPaul Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to do...
You know this quiz is going to be fucking shit because I'm not going to get anything. Anyway, it's fine. Go on.
So how Ru are you, Paul? Are you ready? Your first question.
How Ru are you? Go on.
Name a drag queen, any drag queen.
RuPaul.
Other than RuPaul.
Fucking hell. Michelle Le Visage?
No, she's not a drag queen. She's a woman.
I don't know.
First of all, I remember I showed you two of my favorite drag queens.
Oh shit, they've got a YouTube channel.
Yes, they do.
I won't be able to remember who they are. I've got no idea.
You have none?
Chrissy. Chrissy the Bit? I don't know.
No. Okay. So, we're going to get to drag queen. So we'll keep moving on. I thought that was the easy question. I was like, I've made him see two of my favorite queens channel. Like, surely he'll remember. Okay. Next question. It's a fill in the blank of a RuPaul song called Cover Girl. Okay. So it's Cover Girl. Put some bass in your walk. Head to toe. Let your whole body.
I'm trying to find something that rhymes with talk.
Put some bass in your walk. Head to toe. Let your whole body.
Twerk? I don't know.
Talk.
Oh, talk.
You said it.
But the first one was talk, wasn't
it? No. Put some bass in your walk.
Oh. Okay.
All right. This is, honestly, sometimes when I would be doing stand-up, I'm like, these jokes are literally only for me.
Yeah, of course they are.
Because, like, no one out here knows what I'm talking about except for one person, and I'm the only person. Okay. How's this? This is, so RuPaul talks about the girls, C-U-N-T, which is an anagram. About their traits. Their C-U-N-T is an anagram describing the traits of the girls on the show. So you have to have, it spells out C-U-N-T.
Yeah.
But name some adjectives that could describe what that is.
Charm. No.
No.
I'm failing at the first. This is such a shit quiz.
I'm sorry.
I don't even have like an ounce of, okay, see, give me some clues.
Okay, I'll give you the first one. The first one is charisma.
Okay, charisma. I was close. What did I say?
Charm.
All right. Charisma.
I don't remember.
Unity. No.
Close, but no.
Uniform.
Uniqueness.
Uniqueness. Okay.
You won't get the next one. Every drag queen has these characteristics in her. She's got charisma, uniqueness, N and T. What's the N and T?
Oh, fucking
nerve.
Nerve. Okay.
And the last one, it's the T.
Tits.
Talent.
Oh, come on.
Charisma. Yes. Charisma. Uniqueness. I'm losing your whole audience. They're never going to want me back now. Okay. If I was going to beat my face to the gods, what would I be doing?
If you were beating your face to the gods,
yes.
You're doing your makeup.
Yes.
Come on.
He got one, ladies and gentlemen. To the gods. Okay. Nico knows. He's in there. Okay. And the last one, this is a segment I call She's Not It, Mary. I'm going to give you a name and you have to tell me if it's a real drag queen or not. If it's a real drag queen name.
That's a good one. All right, cool.
Okay, ready? First up, Fifi O'Hara.
Fifi O'Hara sounds real. Sounds legit.
Very legit.
Oh, yes.
Season 4 runner-up queen. Arch nemesis of Sharon Needles. Okay. Next, is she... She's Not It, Mary. Is this a drag queen name or not? Jan.
How do you spell it?
J-A-N. Jan. Simply Jan.
I'm going to say yes, because you knew how to spell it straight away. Because if you made it up, you'd be like, oh, shit. G-A... So I'm going to say it's true.
That is true.
Come on!
She was on season 12, I think. I think around 13. Okay. Tina turned her.
No. Bollocks.
It's not a drag name, but it is a drag name because it could be.
It could be.
Okay. Katya Zamolochikova.
I'm going to say true just because how would you be able to make that up?
It's true.
Yeah. There's no way you would have been... How are you going to make that up? There's no way you could have made that up.
Katya Zamolochikova. I can't say her name. That's Trixie and Katya. They have a show called... And that's what I made you watch.
Okay, so Yuan Ducreux says Paul Taylor. Is that a good name for a drag queen? It is not a good name for a drag queen. But future drag queen, I've got some dodgy photos on my phone of me dressed as a lady.
I think we could get you there. Okay, last one. Bob the drag queen. Drag queen name or not?
Bob.
Bob the drag queen.
Bob the drag queen. I want to say no, but it's so shit that I think it's true.
It's true.
Oh, come on. I got 100%.
He got 100% of the drag queen names. Let's give him a round of applause.
Hold on. I've got a DJ horn.
Yes.
Yes.
And honestly, Bob the drag queen is hilarious. Like, she is a stand-up comic.
Okay.
Like, she's very, very funny. So, Bob the drag...
Here's a genuine question. Drag queens, what do you... Is it he, she? What's the...
The queen is a she.
The queen is a she.
Unless so we always refer to the queen as a she. But of course, if she comes out and she's like, I'm a, you know, if she stated her pronouns, we respect the pronouns.
Okay. But are they majoritairement? That's not a fucking English word. Majoritarily? Are they mainly straight men? Or are they gay men? Or are they like trans? What's the...
So what's the, definitely not straight men.
Okay.
So maybe gay men or non-binary people or trans people. It just depends.
Okay. So the whole pronouns thing.
In terms of sexual orientation.
It's all over the shop.
That's all over the place.
Okay.
But I would say not straight.
Okay.
I've never met a straight.
You've never met a straight. Okay. Until you met me, Sarah.
He's next. We need to come up with a drag name for you. But
okay. Let's come up with a drag name for me.
There's a couple. So actually we should task your listeners to come up with a drag name, because there's a couple drag name calculators. There's a BuzzFeed one, so they can go on and try to figure it out.
Okay, let's do that. Life on Low Batteries says, you got to pull out those pictures, Paul. I might pull out those pictures in part two of this show for the Patreon only. In fact, I will. That's it. That's my promise to you. I will bring out... they're not that exciting, to be honest.
I want to see these too. Someone said we should swap clothes. He wouldn't be able to fit in this dress, honey. Okay?
I've got too much of a beer belly to fit into that. I would love to, but it's just not going to happen.
That's all.
I'm almost done my Cosmo. That was a bit quick.
Oh, you drank it fast.
Yeah, it's just because because you talk, so I drink. I drink when the guest talks.
Got it, right. So anyways, thank you everyone for coming along on that journey. I love how literally your audience is totally lost. I've just alienated everyone. So that was my idea, just to have a little quiz, talk about drag queens. So
people are saying technical Paulette. Hold on. You probably, because you've watched the live a couple of times, you know the tradition on here with one of my regular watchers who's also on Patreon, who likes to take people's names and switch the French back, or switch it backwards like the French do with their language, le verlan.
Love it.
So today, your name is Rasa Lineldon.
I'm going to call myself Rasha Linden, and that's my drag name.
That's a good drag name.
That's my drag name, Rasha Linden.
Rasha Linden.
Rasha, ladies and gentlemen, Rasha Linden.
And also, obviously, as usual, your face is upside down. You've got your hair on your beard and your beard on your hair. You don't have a beard.
I'm looking pretty good there.
You're looking all right.
It could be worse.
If you were a balding 30-year-old man with a massive...
No, but the hair comes around. Like, it just looks... I look like I'm a baby. That's like a baby head.
Yeah, so
I'll take it.
Rasa Lineldon is Sarah Donnelly backwards.
I like it.
Oh, Jesus. Right.
That's all I got.
Oh, there's a good one.
RuPaul!
Oh, yes! Come on!
RuPaul Taylor!
Oh, we have the drag name RuPaul. Ru for the English speakers means ginger, because people think I'm ginger. And
you are
RuPaul.
Ginger.
I'm not fucking ginger.
You have a tint of ginger.
In the beard, but in the hair, my hair color is the same as yours.
A little bit.
It's the same fucking hair color.
Guys.
Look.
He's ginger.
No.
Listen, just accept yourself. You don't have to be embarrassed by who you are.
RuPaul. People are, RuPaul is the actual winner. There's no winning of the, there's no.
RuPaul.
MP Stevens UK won, one of the original gangsters.
Miss Rasha. Amber saying Miss Rasha. Miss Rasha Linden.
Oh, is that you? Miss Rasha.
That's me.
Miss Rasha. Sarah. Backwards.
Love it.
I have a challenge for you, Sarah Donnelly.
Yes, I'm ready for my challenge.
Okay.
Now that I've alienated your entire fan base.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, on mine and Sarah's Audible program, she quizzes me on the English language. I thought it would be fun if I and you guys quiz Sarah at the same time, and we bring back a segment that has been long forgotten on this show called Express Yourself, which is all about expressions. And I thought it would be cool for you guys to quiz Sarah on some French expressions. Donc les Français dans le chat en ce moment, c'est quoi vos expressions françaises préférées et un peu dégueulasses, tout ce que vous voulez, un peu marrante pour qu'on puisse tester Sarah et son niveau de français. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bring back the segment of the show called Express Yourself. Oh, you've got something interesting to say, do you? Well, go on, say it. Say it in English, dis-le en français, and we'll see if it's interesting.
I love it.
Oh.
I can't wait.
We are back. I'm finishing my...
So can I say something? I recently became French, and I had to test my French.
You got your passport and everything?
I got my passport and everything, boo. I got it all. My carte nationale d'identité in my purse.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm just waiting for someone to stop me on the street.
Okay, so here we go. This is even more important.
No, I already got it. It's fine. Now my level of French can go to shit. No, but that's to say, I did get tested on my French level, and I have a C2 level for like listening. So I can understand French at a very high level. A C2 level, your listeners probably know, is part of the European Common Framework language. That's the highest you can be. But my speaking is at a B2. I think I could maybe slide into a C1.
Okay.
But I make a lot of mistakes.
Okay, cool. So. Well, let's do this, Sarah Donnelly.
So what I'm saying is I might not know these expressions.
Well, you can't be French then. There we go.
Too late. Already got the passport.
Right. Ruku Mythification says, y'a une couille dans le pâté.
There's a ball in the pâté.
Yeah, there's a testicle in the pâté.
There's a testicle. That's sorry. I was like, there's a ball.
Because it could just be a football. No, it's a testicle.
No, I meant, when I said ball, I meant like testicle.
A male testicle,
yeah,
in the pâté.
Yeah, and that means like, this is shit. Like, this is a problem here.
There is a problem here. Yeah, correct problem answer, here. Ladies
no
and gentlemen.
No one wants a ball, a free range ball in anything.
Well, if it's organic.
No, I don't want it in my pâté. I don't want to... No, no balls.
No balls and no pâtés.
No.
All right. So we've got that one. One out of one, Sarah.
Do you know how I know that? From Alexander Van Walsum, because he used to say, il est
un cuit dans la soupe.
Dans le soupe or something. Yeah.
Right. This is one. Xavier okay. Thibault. Les mouches ont changé d'âne.
The flies have changed... Is that like changed into a donkey?
It's not that they have changed into a donkey. It's that they have changed donkey.
They changed... The moose changed... Sorry, the moose.
The flies.
The flies changed donkey. I have no idea what that means.
I actually don't know what it means either. Xavier Thibault, you're going to have to let us know what les mouches ont changé d'âne actually means. Because I don't know what it means. I guess it means that like you've moved on to another situation or you've moved on to I don't know. If you had to décortiquer... The phrase, it's like all the flies are around one donkey and they move to another donkey.
Oh, that's, yes. Okay, I get it now. Like all the flies went to another donkey.
Yeah, they were on one
so
donkey.
So maybe it's like you're not the hot shit anymore because flies love being around a donkey.
That's true.
And so now the flies are on another donkey because they're like, you ain't shit. We want that shit. And they're gone.
Is it that you voted for Biden? That the mouches ont changé d'âne? Because they
what?
Moved... You know, you move, everyone's around Trump and then they like, no, they're moving to the
no,
new.
No, literally no Trump supporter voted for Biden. That is the worst. That did not know.
I'm still waiting for Xavier Thibault. He's not answering.
Xavier Thibault dropped that bomb and he's like, they're going to have to sit with that.
Yeah, they're just going to have to figure it out. We'll figure it out. Let us know. Let us know. I'll keep watching the thing. Right.
Okay, next one.
Okay, Patrick Schnoueli. Says avoir la cigare au bout des lèvres.
To have a cigar at the end of your lips. I think that means you have to take a shit. And there's... and it's like coming out. Am I right?
It is.
Yes!
It is exactly when you need to take a shit.
And it's
when you're
right there.
The English equivalent is something about turtle head, right? I'm turtle
Yeah,
necking.
Turtling.
I'm
no,
turtling.
It's something about a turtle, yeah.
Yeah, there's something to do with a turtle because, yeah. You know, turtles, when they stick their heads out of their little necks, it's like a shit coming out
yeah.
of... Right, there you go.
Avoir la cigare.
I love it.
That's so crass. I love it.
It's amazing. This is the ones that we want.
Yeah.
Right, Dodoar 542, les mouches ont changé d'âne, c'est quand un groupe de gens change d'avis. When it's a group... All right, I was...
Yeah, but let's be clear, like no Trump person's...
Yeah, all right,
yeah.
fair
but
enough.
But you're... So I wasn't too off because I was like, they thought you were cool and now they don't.
Yeah.
We were both kind of there.
Okay. Right. This is a French classic from Manon Cosse. Avoir le cul bordé de nouilles.
Okay.
Literal translation.
To have your asshole bordé, like with lots of noodles, like you're sitting in a shitload of noodles.
Yeah. Basically, you've got a lot of noodles in your ass.
You got a lot of noodles in your ass. Well, generally, it's not good to have things in your ass, like a stick. You know,
we're in France.
Oh, they love it. Okay, right.
Thermometers.
So if you have noodles in your ass, I think that means you're like, well, one of my favorite expressions is, what is it? Like, il pète dans le soie. Like he farts in silk. Like someone who's so...
Il pète dans le soie. I've never heard that one.
Yeah, like you're rich and you're like so shishi. It's like
you fart
in silk. which I love. So I think if you have noodles in your ass, it's kind of the same thing. Like, you're fucking rich. Like, if you have noodles in your ass, it's not like a stick. In English, have a stick up your ass means you're not cool and you're uptight.
But that's the same in French. Emballé dans le cul.
Right.
Means that you're stuck up.
That's what noodles are loose. So I think it's probably, I think there's a positive there. So rich, you can just stick your ass in some noodles and be like, feels good.
You're close.
Ah!
You're close. It is a good thing.
Okay, I knew it was positive.
It is a positive. It means that you're lucky. If you're someone that's lucky in life, you have noodles in your ass.
That, see? Yeah. Noodles are soft. They can slide in and out. That's not going to cause you a problem. Yeah, I love il pète dans la soie.
Il pète dans la soie?
Yeah.
I don't. I've never heard that one.
You fart in silk? You are.
Yeah. All right. We're still talking about farting.
This is one of my favorite ones.
Oh, you know this one.
Yeah, pète plus haut que son cul. He farts higher than his asshole. That means you are stuck up and you're not. You think you're like.
Yeah, you think you're the shit. You think you're amazing. Shout out to Régis Canon. He's a Belgian comedian who has a podcast where he interviews comedians. I was on his podcast very recently. So
I feel like I'm nailing this, by the way.
You're crushing it. That's wrong.
I thought I was going to suck. And you're like, your nationality depends on it.
Yeah, it does. Well, you've got 9 out of 10 so far. All right, let's see if we can find some more that I know because, you know, we can't wait for the fucking answer. Okay. What else have we got up here? All right,
Paul Taylor. Someone earlier was like, can't you do an English accent?
You?
Well, guys, I saw with Nathaniel Drew. What did you drink with Nathaniel Drew?
Just beer. Just a normal live.
Because I saw you did his accent. Yes. And he did your accent. Yes. I thought he did a really good job, actually.
He did all right. It was all right. It wasn't, you know.
Well, I mean, come on. I know you like to think you do a good American accent, but.
I don't. Right. Okay. Let's have this one here. Le Québécois. Faut pousser mémé dans les orties. That's an English.
You're pushing granny into the ortie, the stinging nettles.
The stinging nettles.
So yeah. I know. Because mémé, I know, is like old French for like, because mémé and like pépé is like old French for mammy papi.
I see that I didn't know. There you go.
And that's why I have my French nationality.
And I don't. Thank you.
Yeah, because my dad, my dad was like, I want to be called Pepe because it doesn't matter. My husband and my dad were on this thing. And I was like,
is it to do with football?
No, it's an old, it's like old French.
All right. Like, so, il ne faut pas pousser mémé dans les orties.
So, okay, you don't push mamie and the ortie. This, I don't actually know the meaning. I just know the translation. I've heard it before. Like, I think it means like you got to be, let's think. You wouldn't want to push your grandmother in the stinging nettles. Have you ever been stung by a stinging nettle, by
the
way?
Not as an adult. As a kid, I remember it happening all the time. And it was like, oh, and then you had to get another plant to rub it on you, like a leaf.
It burns. I got stung in the, okay, sidebar. I was in Ireland and I really wanted to see the stone circle. And I was like, we're going to see the stone circle. You know stone circles?
No. Is it like Stonehenge, but the Irish version?
Okay, so Stonehenge is a stone circle. It's like, these are not prehistoric, but very old circles. We don't know where they came from, but old ancient people put them in place. So it's kind of, you know, mystical, magical, very interesting. And I wanted to see one. You know, this is from, you know, thousands of years BC. So we don't have a lot of history. We just know it's there. So I was like, we're going to go see this stone circle. We got lost. We finally found it. I literally had to walk through a field of sheep shit to get to it. And because it was from like the year, like, I don't know, 2000 BC or something crazy. So
the sheep shit or the
the stone circle.
It's okay.
And I was like, I really want to see the stone circle. And then I had to pee, but we were like, you know, we're out in the countryside. And so I was like, I'm going to choose a place to pee. But there were like stinging nettles everywhere. So I was like, I got to be careful.
No.
I was like, I got to be careful because I don't want to sit on one. So I like really... Because, you know, in Ireland, there's kind of like hedges and then there's kind of fields. So I had to go close to the hedge
to cover, like,
cover myself. So I did. Oh. I didn't get the stinging nettle on my private parts. But standing up, like one like brushed my leg and I was like, it hurts so bad.
I looked it up. It means don't exaggerate.
don't exaggerate.
Like, don't, like, you're taking it too far now. Faut pas pousser mimi. Like, that's the, you can push, tu peux pousser ton fils, tu peux pousser ta mère, mais ta grand-mère, tu peux pas la pousser dans les orties.
Il faut arrêter là.
Ça va trop loin si on pousse la grand-mère dans les orties.
That's so funny. I like that. Don't exaggerate. Okay.
Let's do one more. One more, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do one more. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. Let's have a look.
Amber says dock leaf.
A dock leaf. There you go. Amber, thank you. Dock, that's the other thing that you've got to rub on the stinging.
Because English people have to know this because you have like, it's wilderness. It's rain. Like if you don't like playing in the rain, you'll never be outside as a child in England. If you don't want to be stung by a nettle, like you just got to get out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like these are your options.
Yeah, we just have too much. Right, here we go. Let's go. I like this one because we're sticking with shit and scatology. Dave X-Ray says, chier une pendule.
To shit pendule, a pendulum?
Yeah, I think a pendule like is like the clock. Like, the
that goes like this?
Like a grandfather clock.
Oh, that's a grandfather clock?
I think so. Une pendule, for me, is that clock. Hold on, I'm just looking it up while you try and guess.
Okay, I think that means like to freak out. Anytime you shit something, you're having a problem. And if you're shitting a massive grandfather clock with like a pendulum swinging back and forth, a pendule.
Yeah, go on.
Is that it?
It is, yeah. It's like a big clock.
Okay, so I think that means to pendulum. Like, to freak out.
To freak out?
Yeah. Like in American English, to freak out, we say you're shitting bricks. Like you're so nervous. Shit bricks. What?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because up until you said shit a brick, I was going to be like, no. Because it, yeah. But yeah, so the phrase that's coming out on internet is to make a mountain out of a molehill.
That's also to exaggerate.
Créer une montagne. So that's why I was like, no, it doesn't really work. But then, so in the UK, to get your knickers in a twist.
Right.
In the US, to get your panties in a bunch.
Right. Or a twist.
But it also said, shit a brick.
To shit a brick.
To get fired up.
So it's like no, to get really, so to get anxious, to get nervous. So.
Yeah, because imagine if you're shitting a grandfather clock, like you're shitting yourself, right? So you got it. I was going to find the French word there, but I've forgotten it. Réussir. No, but you mériter.
Mériter, c'est bien mériter ma nationalité.
Ta nationalité française est bien méritée. I don't even know what mériter is in English. You
merit. It's merited. Like yeah, you merited deserved is, it. You deserved it.
Yeah, there's another word I'm looking for. Come on, English teacher, help me out.
I just,
bien mérité. It doesn't matter. Anyway,
well deserved.
Well deserved.
Yeah, bien mérité. It's well deserved.
So that was a test on your French from France expressions. How's your Québécois, Sarah Donnelly?
Putain. C'est la merde.
Do you mean tabarnak?
Tabarnak. Let's bring him on.
Oh, we've got to bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, every week, my friend Rolly Assal, who is a stand-up comedian as well, based in Montreal, he is on the show to teach us some Québécois. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about time that we learnt some Québécois.
Québécois. Tabarnak. Calice de merde.
Sarah Donnelly, you need to put your headphones on for this.
Oh, where are my headphones?
They're just on the left-hand side. I forgot to tell you about the headphones.
I want to make sure it's on the right. Okay.
Yeah, left and right. Okay. Can you hear me? Mic check, one, two. You can hear me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna put my headphones on in a second. I'm going to go get a beer because I'm out of Cosmo.
Oh, so do I need to carry the show for a second?
You can carry the show for a second. I mean, look at you. You can carry the show. I can leave
the
now.
The people want Rolly. They don't even care about me. They don't even care about you. They fucking love Rolly. Hashtag right. The weekend.
What beer do you want? I'm just going to get you a beer.
From downstairs or from
No,
here?
From here.
Get me. Can I have an IPA?
You can have the IPA. Yeah. Yes, because then it means we can thank someone. Okay, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Mr. Rolly Assal.
It's cocktail night, bitches.
Yes. Woo! Yes.
Because nobody told me it was cocktail night, so I had to get ready for it. Huh?
Rolly, you got it together. I love the bow tie. Sorry. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you. I was about to ask you about the bow tie. You like the colors, right?
I love it. He looks great.
Thank you. What are you drinking?
We're having Cosmos. I'm sorry I didn't make you one.
You didn't make me one, but I'm ready for it. Like, I was ready for it because here I have my alcohol so I can make my own Quebecois cocktail with you, Sarah. What about that?
I would love that. Please teach
me. So give me, I'll te mène un cadeau. Bouge pas. Bouge pas.
Okay. While Rolly's preparing his cocktail, ladies and gentlemen, I've got two people to thank. That's the IPA. I have to thank the person who sent me these beers from Geneva.
Nice.
From Switzerland. Fuck, I've forgotten who the people are. Hold on.
This is too big.
Well, headphones.
Yeah, Donald Jackson.
I think the best way to learn Quebecois is being a little bit tipsy.
I agree with that.
Patrick, merci beaucoup. Who sent me this lovely note with the beers from Geneva. You can tell he's from Switzerland. Look at the state of it. Look how nice this paper is. It's like proper Swiss quality fucking paper. Patrick, merci pour la bière genevoise. Sarah's going to have the...
That's wonderful.
The IPA.
I'm going to have this one that he sent.
That's the one that you're having.
Patrick, thank you.
And I'm going to thank Vinit Colote. I know how that's not how you pronounce your name, but I don't care. Thank you for sending me these beers from Aviateur. The brand's called Aviateur. This one's called First Flight. I don't know. It's a hoppy pale ale, so it's kind of an IPA.
Oh, I love a hoppy pale ale. Hold on. I'm not done with this. Oh, my God.
Just have it. Chug it.
Boy,
I've got the beer glasses. Like, do you want to? We're just gonna drink.
Yeah, we should.
You want to? Yeah, okay. Let's change the glasses.
Let's change the glasses.
I should have figured out.
So alors, aujourd'hui, Rolly,
est-ce qu'on va grainer des verres aujourd'hui? Paul, est-ce qu'on va grainer des verres aujourd'hui?
Est-ce qu'on va grainer des verres? Oh.
This is what we talked about the last time. Grainer
des verres. Did we talk about that last time?
I was here, but. It's something rude, so maybe not.
Yeah, it's
not.
It was when you were on. It was a Canadian comedian who would put his penis inside ladies' drinks.
So that's okay. That's it. Yes. Sorry, I'm looking really. See? Yes, I remember the Quebecois lesson is you know.
Tu te rappelles, Chris? That's good. That's good. Quick, je fais un petit cocktail québécois. Les gens sont. Les gens se sont rendus compte que j'avais beaucoup d'alcohol over here. So what I'm going to do,
here's the problem, Rolly, just before we start, yeah? I like how you can watch like 45 minutes of this live and then get ready for the guest. Because you had 45 minutes to see Sarah in her lovely dress. Okay. And I'm still sat here like a fucking moron in my black jumper. It doesn't matter.
Oh, Paul.
Cheers, Rolly. Santé.
Cheers, Rolly. Santé.
Cheers. I'll make my drink right now, guys. So it's kind of a Quebecois Negroni, but I'm using only Quebecois liquor. First of all, I'm going to put 1 ounce of gin. It's Radun, but if you look carefully, it's going to autofocus. C'est du gin à base de champignons forestiers.
That sounds horrific.
No, trust me. It actually really smells good. Donc, je mets 1 once. Voilà. Basta. Comme ça. Vous pouvez faire la même chose avec de l'alcool français. Faut faire attention de ne pas mettre du gin sur ton laptop, sur ton MacBook. Parce que ça,
maybe,
au Apple Store, on s'en fout. You're fucked. Just don't put alcohol on
your
thing.
How is that beer, by the way? Is it good?
Oh, I haven't tried it yet. I'm just enjoying it.
Oh, I thought you chinned. You got a drink after you fucking...
I didn't know because
you were too busy looking at Rolly.
Well, Rolly's talking about his mushroom gin. I'm like, are you a troll? Like, where is it coming from?
This beer, thank you, Vinit Colote. Oh, there he is. He's on the fucking chat. Vinit Colote, mine is a local beer from Toulouse, France. Hey, tell the people in Toulouse that their beer is delicious.
People are currently working hard their ass off at a real job, and we're drinking cocktails on a fucking...
Hey, fuck you. This is a real job.
This is my job.
This is what we do now, Rolly. This is our full-time job, is being idiots online.
You know, it's hard to go from the cocktail to the beer because this beer has... It's quite flavorful. Mm-hmm.
So you said where the gin is.
That's
from.
A nice way of saying you don't like it. It's quite flavorful. Do you not like it?
No, I don't like it.
You don't like it? Do you not? Do you want another beer?
What are you drinking? Hold on.
I'm drinking...
I like your beer.
You like... Do you want to swap?
Let's swap.
Okay.
This is a gift for you anyways. It's better that
but
you
so
drink
that
it.
Was a gift for me as well.
Okay, well.
They were both gifts. All right.
Hey, voila.
This... I like IPAs.
Okay, good. Well, now I get to
like
taste... what was his name? Patrick's beer as well.
Look at the color.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus, I see what you mean. It's good, though, but yeah, I know what you mean.
It has this particular flavor. Wow, look at- Rolly, I'm impressed.
So it's a very easy to do. Actually, you said where the gin is from. The gin is from La Gaspésie. If you talk to Paul about what La Gaspésie is, it's an amazing region in Quebec where you actually could see what we call Le Rocher Percé. Here, it's in the chat. What the Rocher Percé, you can Google pictures of it. It's a huge piece of rock with a hole in the middle, which is very impressive. And you can only find that in La Gaspésie.
We've got one of those in France somewhere. I can't remember what it's called. It's in Bretagne somewhere, I feel.
There's rocks. There's like pink rocks in Brittany. And then there's the famous one. Okay, so what's this?
That's vermouth. Do you guys know what vermouth is?
Yeah,
we call it vermouth.
Vermouth,
but Québécois.
Vermouth.
We call it rouge gorge.
Rouge gorge.
And my favorite thing to put in drinks here is a marmalade. We compare it to spritz or bitter.
Yeah.
I want to go to Rolly's house. This cocktail looks amazing.
Know,
he said
right?
The Quebecois Negroni. Yes, I'm into that.
Yes. One ounce of each with a lot of ice, and you have an amazing Quebecois cocktail of
nice.
Beer.
Oh, my. Cheers, mate.
Bravo. Rolly, I have to ask you a serious question. Cheers.
Now we can learn some Quebecois. Cheers.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers to the chat.
Cheers, Rolly. I saw your striptease a few weeks
ago.
Rolly, I saw your striptease a few weeks ago.
This is true. For those of you who didn't see the live a couple of weeks ago, Rolly did a striptease.
He did a striptease. And I'm asking the question on probably a lot of females' minds right now. Are you single? Because you've shown us the body, yaddy yaddy, and now you've made us a cocktail. So are you single and ready to mingle? I'm asking for the ladies out there.
I'm actually not single.
Oh, no! You are breaking hearts tonight, Rolly. You can't do that.
Heartbreaker.
You cannot do a striptease and you know, show us, you know, all you showed and just leave the ladies hanging. Oh, my God.
Boom, boom. I can do some Britney Spears if you like.
He's not single, ladies. I'm sorry.
All the single ladies. Oh. Want to learn some Quebecois, my dear?
I do. Yes. I had to ask for, you know, the women out there, but
Women out there. Not only the women out there, but les mamans out there, cuz today we're going to learn some language and vocabulary around the maman.
Yay!
Quebecois. Oh.
I love it. I'm so stoked. Please, I'm ready.
Because if you come here with Amber Minogue and you talk about being les mamans here, people, we speak English, but you're better off speaking Quebecois with us. You're going to
I want to speak Quebecois. So,
perfect.
Let's go.
So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to show you in the chat one sentence. And that sentence is a sentence that you could often use with your kids.
Okay.
But there's a word in there that is Quebecois. You have to guess what that word actually means in the context.
Okay. I like it. Context clues. Okay,
yeah, I have a few of them. I'll choose my favorite ones. And I'm going to start with the first one. Yes.
Wait, hold on. Just to give some background information, me and Amber, who was on a few weeks ago, we have a show called Becoming Mammal, and we have kids. I have two kids. So that's why we're doing the mammal theme.
Yes.
Yes, this body gave out two kids. Okay. So now I'm ready.
Okay. That okay at the end is fucking genius. I love
it.
Okay.
The drunken
so I'm
okay.
Ready.
Let's do this. Boy. All right. So the first sentence is something that you often use with your kids.
Okay.
Here it is. The sentence is, lâche tes bébelles et viens manger. Lâche tes bébelles et viens manger. What the word bébelle actually means.
I'm Qu'est-ce que put le it mot bébelle veut dire? As soon as it comes up.
Okay.
Here we go.
Lâche tes bébelles et viens manger. So, you're
okay.
Telling your kids to eat. Viens manger.
Yeah.
Lâche tes bébelles.
Like, let go of your... I don't know this either.
The toys. Maybe they're toys. Bébelle is toys.
You know what, Sarah? I will give you the point because it actually means your toy, but it's a slang word to say, like, your cheap toys, your little things that you put a lot of attention on. Put that aside. Your bébelle.
I love that. That's because my four-year-old, she's all about finding like treasures and she like, you know, when you were a kid, you remember like you pick up little pieces of trash or you find something on the playground and you're like, it was your secret thing. So now I can say, lâche tes bébelles, viens manger.
Lausch de Bibel. You've got to do it with a Quebecois accent.
I don't know how to do it.
Lausch.
Lausch de Bibel.
Lausch de Bibel.
That was beautiful. That Lausch.
Lausch.
Nice
amazing.
One.
Amazing. I love it.
And you know what? We say Lausch. If you ask a Quebecois, why you say Lausch and not Lausch? The Quebecois will tell you, ben, il y a un accent circonflexe sur le O. Lausch.
It's true, because instead of pat, like pasta, they'll say pout.
Pout.
But Addy's grandma would say pout as well. Pout. Like the older generation of French.
Lausch.
As soon as they see a... All right, I like it, Rolly. What's
I love
the next
too,
one?
Babel.
The second one would be, donne un petit bec à ta maman. Bec. Donne un petit bec à ta maman.
Donne un petit bec à ta maman.
Donne un petit bec. Un petit bec.
Give me a kiss.
Donne un petit bec.
Give me a little kiss.
Sarah. A little kiss. A bec is a bezo, bisou.
A bisou.
And sometimes you're going to hear kids saying ti instead of petit, because sometimes kids can't pronounce the P very often when they're young. So they're going to go like ti.
Well, it's like un petit ponche. Rolly, I don't know if that's made it to Quebec or not. The cocktail called un petit ponche.
Exactly.
And then ponche, it's just basically rum and sugar and lime juice.
Exactement.
It's not really a fucking cocktail. It's just, hey, we've got some rum, we got some leftover shit. Let's just make a thing that's called un petit ponche. Fun fact about petit ponche. I was in Australia on holiday / on tour with my wife. And we went to a rum bar in Australia. And they had like a million different types of rum. And we walked in, you know, a rum bar in the middle of Australia is like, g'day, mate, here you go. Fucking, what are you
gonna get? How you going?
Here you go, fucking nasal. They speak really nasally. I love their accent.
Yeah.
And we go, I was like, what do you want, Addy? And she goes, je vais prendre un petit ponche. So I go to the guy. I'm like, he's not going to know what this is. So me, British, him, Australian, trying to order a petit ponche. He's like, I'm like, do you do a they call it in the French Caribbean, a petit ponche. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, basically, it's in a small glass. It's rum, sugar, and lime juice just fucking squished together.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I can do that. No worries. No fucking worries.
Worries.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's a brown. It needs to be a brown rum. It can't be a white rum. It needs to be a brown rum.
Really?
He's like, oh, fucking no worries.
Rum.
So I went back and sat down, and he brought over to the table two glasses this size, filled to that size. I don't know what was in it. There was rum in there. I guess there was sugar. And I think he filled it up with like fucking... I don't know. I don't even know what was in there. It tasted like shit.
Because this is an acceptable size drink for a French person. You can have this size drink for a glass of water, a glass of wine, or a petit ponche. But for an Australian or an American, they're like, we don't understand. This is like what you get at the doctor to like swish your mouth at the dentist.
Yeah.
So he's like, I got to fill it up to the top.
Yeah, and
he probably put like Sprite or something in there.
I'm
like
sure
a soda,
he did. I think it
like
was like
lemonade.
Sprite or lemonade. It was horrific. So yeah, English speakers don't know what petit ponche is.
It's not a punch.
I love petit ponche.
All right. Donne un petit bec à ta maman. Un bec is un bisou. Un bec.
The third one. I think it's my favorite because I've been a kid like that. Jérémy, pourquoi tu fais la baboune? Pourquoi tu fais la baboune?
Le baboune?
What's baboune? The baboune.
Pourquoi tu fais la baboune?
Le baboune. Le baboune.
Jérémy, pourquoi tu fais la baboune?
Why are you acting so silly? Jeremy.
Because I'm trying to play.
Why are you acting so silly? No, why are you doing bêtise? Is it kind of like a bêtise? Like, why are you acting naughty?
It's actually not naughty. Baboon would be, why are you making that sad face? Baboon would be like, why are you sad? Baboon.
Oh.
Baboon.
I thought it was going to be more silly. Oh, Amber is on it. Amber said sulk.
Amber's on it. Sulk. She says sulk.
Sulk, that's a great
Manon
word.
Coral says, pourquoi tu fais la gueule? Pourquoi tu fais la gueule? That's
Boudet.
Exactly it in French.
Pourquoi tu fais la gueule? Pourquoi tu fais la gueule? That would be word per word what it exactly means. Boudet,
you know,
en fait.
But I think in American English, we don't say that to a kid. We don't say like, why? Oh, well, we'd say, why are you making that face? Yeah, that's actually the same.
Why are you making that face? Why? What? What's the Joker's phrase? The Joker from Batman. Why so serious? Isn't that the thing?
Yeah, but you say the joke.
Yeah, that's not, no.
I said this morning.
Why are you so serious? Why are you so sad?
I asked my daughter, I was like, did you have a good day at school today? She went, ah! I was like, okay.
that means everything.
Yeah, so I guess I should have said, pourquoi tu fais la baboune?
Pourquoi tu fais la baboune?
She looked a bit grumpy and she went, ah! kids. I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm. What if you tell your you have a daughter or a petit garçon, petite fille?
I have j'ai deux petites filles.
Deux filles.
Deux filles.
Deux. Tabarnak. Ouais. Paul n'est pas capable avec un.
Oui, mais moi j'ai deux. J'ai un qui a 4 ans et le 12e elle a 16 mois. Donc j'ai tellement de bébé. Mois. Oui.
Ah, donc ta petite fille de 4 ans, tu peux lui dire, il est caché où ton pitou?
Il est caché où son pitou?
Il est caché où ton pitou? What ton does pitou mean, you think?
Pitou?
Il est caché où ton pitou?
Is that like a doo-doo?
The pitou is a you're doo-doo? Pretty close. I kind of want to give you half a point.
Kind of looks, this is because I know a lot of Quebecois, but everything he's talked about today, I've got no idea because we've never talked about parenting shit.
Well, this is the thing, like until you become a parent, you just don't know this language. And honestly, when I became, that's what my show with Amber was about, becoming maman, was about learning to be like la maman française and all these words in French I had literally never heard before.
But do you have them in English? Because the interesting thing about me being a dad in France is that I have a lot of vocabulary now in French about children that I don't even have in English, like doudou. Like I don't even know what a doudou is in English, like a soft toy that you hug. Yeah. What is the word for, the English word for a doudou?
Well, in American English they call it a lovey, but I don't like
a
that.
Lovey.
Yeah, I like a doudou because I was telling my mom, I'm like, doo is soft, so doudou is like your
that
soft.
That makes sense.
Like,
we call it a soft toy or like a comfort blanket.
Yeah, like your comfort.
We call it doudoun. Yeah. We put the doudou.
Oh, so the doudoun like a coat.
Hold on, doudoun pour nous. Doudoun for us is like a massive coat.
Yeah.
Like a Canadian winter coat is in doudoun.
Yeah, we actually use doudou. Fuck, est-ce qu'on est fucky? We're fucked up.
I think he's talking shit.
Pitou. The word pitou actually means...
I thought it was a doudou. No?
Pitou means your dog. Pitou is chien. Ton pitou. Viens flatter le pitou. But... So, If you buy a toy to your daughter that looks like a dog, you could call it a pitou as well.
Is it a puppy?
Pitou is puppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maxime Boutet, who does all the subtitles for this show, big shout out to Maxime Boutet, who's also taken his name and made it Verlan, Xima Tebou, who's from Quebec City in Quebec.
Hey.
Rolly's from Montreal, he's from Quebec City. Hey. Pitou is a child's word for a dog, mostly a puppy. There you go.
Thank you, Maxime Boutet.
Shout out to Maxime Boutet for the subtitles.
Oh, that's cute, Pitou.
And the last but foremost, the last one, my favorite.
Uh-oh.
You might say that when you're angry to your kid, you would go like, hey, as-tu fini de chigner? T'as-tu fini de chigner, mon grand?
As-tu fini de chigner?
As-tu fini de chigner, mon grand?
Chigner, is that kind of like, what's the word in French? Échouigner. Are you done whining? Are you finished whining?
That is actually it. It's whining.
No, half point.
That is 1 point for you. And I wrote it in Quebecois. T'as-tu. As-tu. We always add a T before the verb avoir. T'as-tu fini? T'as-tu eu mon courriel?
T'as-tu
fini de chigner, mon grand?
Mika Luna says chigner égale chouiner. Chouiner in French. A lot of people. Loïc Perret says chouiner. Rucumification.
Rucumification.
I love that name. Chouiner, oui. So in American, you would say whining.
Whining.
In British English, we say whinging.
Whinging. But it's they're great. Like, these are great
stop
words.
Stop fucking whinging. The amount of times, I say it maybe 5 times at least a day when I'm at home on the weekend when Louise is not at creche. I'm like, stop fucking whinging. Why are you whinging? And then Addie's like, I'm like, why are you whinging as well? And she's like, you're fucking whinging. I said, the three of us are whinging.
It runs in the family.
It does. Whinging does run in our family.
No, but these are great words like chouiner. What was the word again, Rolly?
Baboon.
No, 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 the word.
The whining.
Chouiner.
Chouiner.
We say chialer as well. Do you say chialer in France?
Ouais, chialer. Arrête de chialer. Tu fais chier. Tu chialer.
Râler, chialer. Chouiner, oui, it's more for kids. Arrête de chouiner, là.
And like, whining. Like, whining. Because whining is in this moment.
Mommy, I don't want to do that.
They're all great words because they represent the sound, like the tone is the same in the word. So that's really fun.
Yeah. And often when a kid is doing chinyi, we don't understand what the kid says. He sounds like, on comprend fuck all. We comprend rien. Chinyi.
Arrête de chinier.
So that was it. Ça, c'était ma petite séance. Comment devenir une maman québécoise?
I love it. That was great. And I, wow. You guys thought you were going to stump me, and I'm like, I'm good.
She's got the Quebecois nationality. She's got the French nationality. Mm. She's got the drag queen nationality.
I got it.
Fucking
all.
Hell. Sex in the City nationality.
Sex in the A-A-C-A. The Queen's Gambit is in town.
No, but honestly, Rolly, I love watching the live and hearing you talk because I'm like, I'm North American too. So I'm like, our accents are like kind of the same.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I know that most of the people in the live goes like, oh, we like to hear him speak, but he sounds like he's retarded. But
no!
That's okay. That's what we sound like. We sound like retarded French people.
I have a friend who's Quebecois, and when I heard him speak French for the first time, and this was a few years ago, my French wasn't as good, and I was like, oh, he just sounds like me. Like a North American speaking French. To me, that's what the Quebecois sound like. So,
yeah.
But I can't understand you sometimes.
When I speak to a French person, I know that the first word that will come out of his mouth is quoi?
Quoi?
What? Alors, mais quoi, là? Je vais lui dire un truc, il va faire quoi? Je comprends pas.
Je comprends rien, esti.
Je comprends
rien. Oh my God, yeah.
Rolly Assal, thanks for being on the show like you are every week.
Rolly,
cheers, my friends.
Cheers again.
Rolly.
Thank you so much for having
cheers.
Me. Love
that
you guys.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Take care and talk to you soon, guys.
Sounds good, mate. See you later.
Alligator. Bye-bye.
Alligator.
See you later, alligator.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for fucking Rolly Assal.
Rolly Assal.
Will
you take the headphones off?
Yeah, we can take the headphones off, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God, we've
oh,
been
that feels
yelling.
Better, doesn't it?
We took the headphones off. I'm like, we are yelling.
We're shouting too loud.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of part one. Of this live show. Part two is starting in a couple of minutes once I finish pouring the beer and we go for a pee and all that kind of stuff. As I said at the beginning of the show, if you're just joining now, part two can be found on patreon.com/PaulTaylor, which is a platform where you can support me as a creator, as a comedian, while we can't do anything else. And so I'm doing these live shows with friends and hopefully they're bringing you some happy times.
The only thing we can do, and by we, I mean me, is wear sequins and show up to this live. Like,
part two of the show is usually a lot more intimate because there's a lot less people watching the show. And so we'll be there in a couple of minutes. So if you're joining us for that, we'll see you in 5 minutes. If you're not joining us for that, Sarah, where can we find you? What's the best place to find your shit?
You can find me on Instagram at Sarah D Comedy. I am there every day. I'm posting stories. And you can also find me on YouTube. Amber and Sarah is my YouTube channel. And if you saw Amber a few weeks ago, we make videos. We're doing Emily in Paris reviews and so much more, and hopefully much more in the future. Like a lot of comedians, the pandemic has kind of crippled us to do stuff. So
yeah, Sarah D Comedy. Sarah D Comedy.
Sarah D.
Sarah D Comedy on Instagram. I've brought your page up there.
That's me.
And on YouTube as well. The YouTube channel was
Amber and Sarah.
Amber and Sarah. Who? Amber and Sarah Paris. I'll just look for that.
That's us.
There you go. Amber and Sarah, ladies and gentlemen, is the YouTube channel with, as we would say in French, son acolyte. Amber Minogue. I don't know how you say acolyte in French. Your partner in crime.
My partner in crime. I actually call her my comedy wife.
Your
comedy
wife.
Because I literally do nothing, including our show. Every single time we do something for the Audible show, God Save My English, I usually run it by Amber. Like, she is my writing partner in every sense of the word. So I love Amber, which is why I was all up on your live, and she's here right now, and she's super, super funny, and that's why we like making videos together.
Amber, I will send you the link for part two of the show, so you can join in on part two of the show as well. Amber and Sarah, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining for part one of this show. This was a lot of fun. Thank you for the Cosmopolitan. Thank you for the Drag Race questionnaire, the quiz that I had. I was fucking shit. Thanks, Rolly, for being here as always. And ladies and gentlemen, Every Monday, 8 p.m., I will have a new guest. Next week's guest is, we'll do it in French and in English, probably mostly in French, because the person will probably not want to speak a lot of English.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you. I'll tell you.
Do I know who this is?
You know the person.
Is it a man or a woman?
It is a man.
I think I already know who it is.
I'm not spoiling it.
Okay. No spoilers.
Next week's guest, you want to tune in to next week's guest. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been it. This has been Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live, part one. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next week. For those of you who are leaving now, bisous, bye. Thanks for watching Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. See you dickhead soon for another episode.